I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
At the club, Club 1080. The hottest spot north of Milwaukee. At the club, Club 1080. Souk and Rob Passion are always the fashion at the club. They fell in love.
All right, pleased to have you along. Hope you have a nice little night. Nice little night. Going to be cold out there tomorrow, so they say. Maybe a little snow. Don't know. Before we get to all-time dating resumes, do you know anybody like Dan Orlovsky that just like a super plain eater like Joey was describing?
Yeah, one of my best friends from college was that way. And it was like anywhere. We would go to like a restaurant that was known for something a little bit different or weird, and you know, he would do the, oh, I'm just gonna get a chicken breast, or like you'd go to a really nice deli and he would get like turkey with mayo on sliced wheat, and you're like, that's it? You're not gonna get one of the cool aiolis or what? Yeah, so I know a couple people like that that have almost what I would consider like 6-year-old tastes.
That's like John Sukanik. Yeah. He's like that. I don't really understand that. When he said the chicken breast, just plain chicken breast, now that to me sounds like somebody who's trying to be super fit.
Yeah, right? I mean, it's one thing if you're dieting or you're like, you're trying to eat super clean, but if you're going out to a decent restaurant and you're ordering off menu a plain chicken breast, that's an issue.
Big issue.
Like, why go out at that point? Why not just...
Why?
Yeah,
I don't know. Right. Save yourself the monies. Yeah, it's weird. I can't imagine. I'm certainly not like that. All right. Well, we should probably break, shouldn't we?
Yeah, we can do that.
We'll be on time for a nice, healthy, hearty club. So Adam Duritz of the Counting Crows is a pimp daddy. You pointed this out. Had no idea. First of all, didn't know he was still around. But I guess they're still playing music?
Is he... Yeah, actually, I don't know. Maybe we should check and see in the break what the Counting Crows are actually up to, because they feel like they would not quite be yet on the old county fair circuit. But like, they don't seem like a popular enough band to be like filling up big venues anymore, do they? Or do they just...
I don't know.
I don't know either.
That dude's 58 years old.
Is he really?
Yeah, Adam Duritz.
Wow.
Yeah, I guess he's got quite the resume.
Yeah, he does.
We'll talk about it next on The Fan.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So what do you think of when you think of the Counting Crows?
I think Mr. Jones and Me. That's what I think.
Mr. Jones, yeah.
Yeah,
that's what I think of, too.
That's the first thing that pops in my head every time.
Mr. Jones and Me.
And also that he might be University of California, Berkeley's most notable athletic supporting alumni. Cal has no fans, and he's one of them.
Adam Duritz?
Yeah, he went
Is
to
he mu- always at the games?
He stuff? Went to music school at Cal, and anytime they've even been borderline relevant for whatever, he's the only celeb fan they have to kind of like
really?
Bring back and be excited about sports.
Well, he's certainly recognizable, the lead singer of Counting Crows. He's the guy with the dreads and the black dreads and the goatee thing. They are still together and touring. And by the way, I would just like to state that the Counting Crows got it figured out, because if I were touring as a great musician that I am, or in a band, I would want to play only in places that I want to hang out.
That's a good call, because it does feel like when you start to slip off of like that A and B list tier, you end up in a bunch of places you don't necessarily want to be. Like,
right.
And I get that maybe you have fans those places, but like, do you want to be making stops in like Wyoming and, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm playing with house money at that point. I mean, he's almost 60. They made a lot of money.
That surprised me. I mean, they must have hit their success when they were all a little bit collectively older, because it feels like it wasn't that long ago they were popular. I would have thought he was in his 40s.
It was the 90s, wasn't it?
I guess. Maybe it's just I can't wrap my head around it right.
Well, their concerts, I was looking at their schedule. March and April, this is where I would play. If I could do concerts anywhere in the world, they're playing 11 shows. Three of them are in New Zealand.
Cool.
One, two, three, four, five. Six of them are in Australia.
Okay.
They're playing two in South Africa. Oh, there's more than 11. And then... Oh, yeah, okay, so those are the 11. And then just recently they played in Finland, Sweden, and Norway.
Cool.
I'm like, dude, could you write a better sort of concert schedule?
I might like to try to just like hop, skip, and jump through the Caribbean maybe.
You That's know? Fantastic.
Do spots. I mean, what they did is awesome, but it's like, yeah, I would go play in Jamaica, Grand Cayman, Cozumel.
All the sunny
Dominican
spots.
Republic. Like, I try to hit all the, like... east side of the Gulf of Mexico, Caribbean spots.
So I guess there's six of those bros, the Counting Crows, if you wondered.
Yeah, I'm seeing a photo that actually includes seven, so there may have been more
seven
at one
dudes.
Point.
Well, that album, Murder of One, I think, that was a big deal.
Yeah, that song, I think, did very well.
That was the song. Yeah, the album was August and Everything After. That... Man, they got to make they surely they made a lot of money off of that. Anyway, what I'm getting at here, Adam Duritz,
7-time platinums, Mr. Jones.
Yeah, is that their most popular song?
I think it is,
because they also did Long December.
Oh yeah,
which is kind of lame.
They also did the entire soundtrack for Shrek 2.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know. They're all right.
They're all right.
Accidentally in Love. Remember that song?
I think that was one of the Shrek songs. That was a Shrek 2 song that then became popular outside of Shrek.
Well, Adam Duritz apparently, I don't know, he's hanging dong or something. I'm not sure. But he has, Ranker has voted his top girlfriends. Listen to this. That dude, that he's kind of weird looking. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I mean,
he is an odd looking individual.
I'm sure he's great, but this just goes to show you the power of being a rock star.
This is the Lyle Lovett territory we've talked about recently.
Yeah. So here are Adam Duritz's flames, some of them. Emmy Rossum.
Who is still hot.
Very hot.
Very hot. A lot of these people are, but.
Now, this one I don't know. Trishel Canatella?
She's from the MTV reality series, The Real World. Oh, so dear. She was a big deal back when he dated her because The Real World was a big deal back then.
I used to watch that show. Yeah. I don't remember her. I see her here. Samantha Mathis, actress. Christina Applegate.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Mary Louise Parker.
Love her.
I think she's great, too. Courtney Cox.
Okay. Getting warmer.
And number one, actually, not number one, it's number two, Jennifer Aniston.
So he's got two of the three friends.
Yeah.
On the female side.
And he dated Winona Ryder.
Good for you, Adam Duritz.
Yeah. Monica Potter, too.
Who's that? Should I know who that is? Actress?
Singer? She's an actress. She was in Con Air.
Oh,
she was the nurse in Patch Adams, I think.
Oh, I know who she is. Okay.
The blonde.
Yeah.
Hot.
Yeah.
And Laura Flynn Boyle.
Oh, yeah.
Adam Duritz, dude.
Can get it, apparently.
So, yeah, apparently. This raises the question, and I do have a list here, of the top male celebrities.
Dating resumes?
With the best dating resume.
I wonder if you and I found the same list.
It's really good.
Because there are some incredible lists on.
Yeah, somebody put together a really good one. Like, because this is very comprehensive. Like, for example,
are you using Complex?
Yeah.
Okay, we're on the same one.
That is a great
then.
List.
Holy smokes, is it?
So we think of Jeter, right? He comes to mind because we're sports guys, and
he is like the benchmark for sports bros.
So Mariah Carey, Jordana Brewster, Jessica Alba, Adriana Lima, Jessica Biel, Minka Kelly, Hannah Davis. I mean, come on.
Pretty darn good.
And then we also think of DiCaprio.
Sure.
Juliette Lewis, Bridget Hall, Claire Danes, Demi Moore, Sienna Miller, Emma Miller, Ashley Roberts, Blake Lively. I mean,
that's a hell of a list.
I'm skipping through here. There's a bunch of them on here. Bar Raffaelli.
Yeah. Bar.
Let's go. Giselle. He dated Giselle Bundchen.
Okay. Got there before Tommy.
So we think of those two. But we forget some other guys.
There are some other surprising names on this
list.
Yeah,
that are better than those two, really.
Oh, yeah.
Like, for example, I thought, and this one goes un... This one, I mean, it's not surprising because he's handsome and great personality and the whole thing. But I was not aware of his list, and it is extraordinary. And he doesn't get enough credit, and that is the great Burt Reynolds.
Oh my God, that list is...
So it goes by year here.
His roster's deep.
Dude, Laurie Nelson, okay, Judy Carney, Inger Stevens, Chris Noel. So these are old. These are like from the 70s.
And so yeah, these names don't mean as much to me, but you get into some of the later ones in the 70s, yeah, and I know those.
I'll skip to 76. Kim Basinger, Chris Everett, Tammy Wynette, Sally Field, Tawny Little, Lonnie Anderson, Pam Seals, Doris Day, Faye Dunaway, Dinah Shore. Get out of here. That guy's great.
Yeah.
How about Dinah Shore?
I don't know who that is.
The great Dinah Shore?
What was she in? Or who is she?
Wasn't she she's the one that the golf tournament's named after. The Palm Springs, she was a singer.
I don't know. I don't know her.
She lived out in Palm Springs.
Now, the lengthiest list, though, was not Burt Reynolds.
No.
Did you make it all the way down to Warren Beatty?
Warren Beatty.
Holy
incredible.
Smokes. I stopped somewhere around the point that I reached Princess Elizabeth of Yugoslavia.
Dude, it's like two paragraphs long.
It's an encyclopedia. It includes Madonna, Annette Bening. Yeah. I'm just bopping around.
Her. Yeah, so let me go through a couple
Barbara
of
Barbara Streisand, Joni Mitchell.
Babs is in there. So this goes back to the 50s. So Jane Fonda in 1959. Yeah. By the way, Jane Fonda, still hot.
Still hot.
Yeah, I'm going to have to... Joan Collins, Jane Fonda, Cher.
He got with two one-namers. He has Cher and Madonna on his list.
Morgan Fairchild, Faye Dunaway, Bridget Bardot. Yeah, Princess Elizabeth of Yugoslavia.
Babs Streisand.
Okay, Barbara,
Carly Simon.
Goldie Hawn, Joni Mitchell. Dude. And we're only to the 70s.
Yeah.
Janice Dickinson. Oh, I forgot about her. At one time, she was hot. Still alive, Janice Dickinson?
I don't know.
I think she is. She's kind of... Well, she's crazy.
And then the other one that really jumped out...
Wait.
Okay.
We're not done here.
Okay.
This is... Warren Beatty is like the king. Okay. So the more into the names you'll know. Did I mention Carly Simon?
Yeah, we just hit that one.
We hit that one. Okay, so I got to skip down here. Mary Tyler Moore, Madonna, Carol Alt, Stephanie Seymour, Melanie Griffith, Annette Bening. Of course, I think he's still with her. And then ones that they don't know the dates, but they know they were linked. Jade Barrymore, Judy Carney, Connie Chung.
Connie Chung is such
the
a
great
random.
Connie Chung. She's a slut, that one.
Candace Bergen,
Daryl Hannah.
Daryl Hannah was hot.
Mm-hmm. Elle McPherson. I mean, come on. Now it's just a joke.
Princess Margaret.
Raquel Welch. Diane Sawyer. I mean,
Diana Ross.
And Diana Ross, yeah. Just and that, and we skipped over like 50%
of
the names.
This list is like 70 names long.
So he's got to be number one, right?
And then did you see the note that it said after that that an author wrote a biography called How Warren Beatty Seduced America? And the author did some quick math and came up with a figure how many women he had bedded. Do you want to take a stab at how many that is? Or did you see that figure?
I see it, yeah.
Okay. 12,775.
Give or take.
Give or take.
That's like me.
Congratulations.
God.
You must be tired.
I couldn't even do that. I couldn't physically do that.
Who can? Who among us?
Warren Beatty, apparently.
I guess.
It says a figure, 12,775 women, give or take, a figure that does not include daytime quickies, drive-bys, casual groping, stolen kisses, and so on.
I like the dropping of casual gropings. Is that something that's just kind of part of his bag?
Wait, we can't laugh at that. That's sexist. Not in today. Hashtag me too. But he never got canceled.
Doesn't include the daytime quickies either.
Scott Baio is on here, and he's a whack job, but he's got quite a list, including Nicole Eggert. You remember that? Or maybe you're too young for
that. No, I don't know who that is.
Yeah. Nicole Eggert, she was hot. Brooke Shields.
Nicolette Sheridan, I know.
Yeah.
Pam Anderson.
Liza Minnelli.
Hey.
Wait, Scott Baio dated Liza Minnelli? What? Can you imagine that conversation? Beverly D'Angelo, Denise Richards. God. You also have, well, of course, Leo. He's a big one.
Yeah.
And his, you know, a lot of these are models that you may not know their name, but they're super hot. But names you know, Julia, did we already go through him?
Yeah, we did Leo already.
Oh, we did. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, we have not done Justin Timberlake, which is also,
oh, that's
it's
right.
A shorter list, but it is very impressive. Starts with Fergie. Then on to Britney Spears, which we know about, Alyssa Milano,
ooh,
Cameron Diaz, Scarlett Johansson, Jessica Biel, Olivia Munn, Mila Kunis.
Yeah, points for quality.
Yeah.
Mila Kunis. Hubba hubba.
Were you surprised at all by funny man Wilmer Valderrama?
Yeah, I was surprised by this.
It kind of goes into the Jay Moore school of if you're funny, anything's possible, maybe.
I guess Wilmer Valderrama is an animal. From what I understand.
Like sexually?
Like a party animal.
Okay.
Jennifer Love Hewitt, Mandy Moore, Lindsay Lohan, Ashley Simpson, Rihanna, Avril Lavigne, Demi Lovato, and Minka Kelly. He has a type.
Yeah.
That's pretty nasty there.
That's a hell of a list. I mean, Rihanna.
What? Wilder Valderrama and Rihanna were a thing.
Of that 70s show fame and the hit TV show Yo Mama, where people diss each other with Yo Mama jokes.
Right. Orlando Bloom, Sienna Miller, Kate Bosworth, Kirsten Dunst, Vanessa Minnillo, Penelope Cruz, Naomi Harris, and he's with Miranda.
I don't know.
That was the one where he was naked on the paddleboard.
Yeah, I don't know.
We also have Gosling. The last one is Gosling. Sandra. God, that's strong too.
Yeah, that's another quality over quantity list.
So there you go. Those are the top. This is a great. Complex did some homework here. Top 10 male celebrities with the best dating track records. Ryan Gosling, Orlando Bloom, Wilder Valderrama, Justin Timberlake, Derek Jeter. Oh, we didn't do Sean Penn. Charlize Theron, Natalie Portman, Madonna, Jewel, Robin Wright.
Jewel.
Yeah. The great Jewel, at least I think. Shannon Costello, Scarlett Johansson. Then you have Leonardo DiCaprio, Burt Reynolds, Scott Baio, and Warren Beatty. Warren Beatty being the king. Okay, we got to take a break. Up next, the lengths people will go to for vanity. Here's Buck.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right. Well, welcome back to the club. It's your bro, Rob. Old Buckley's over there trying to reset computers. We get that we're having some cutting out issues, I think, out there. By the way, RJ mentions no John Mayer on the list.
It does feel like he should be on that list.
Yeah, he's had a great run as well. I'd have to put together his list, but he didn't even make the top 10. That's how good those guys are. Jeez.
I don't know. I bet that if we put his resume up against some of the others, he would probably make our top 10 list.
Well, let's take a look. John Mayer dating resume.
I know he's got Jen Aniston on there, pretty sure.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, because he called her sexual napalm after, like, to People Magazine or something like that. It ended up being a pretty big deal.
Oh, dear, really? Jennifer Love Hewitt. God, I used to love her. My God, did I love her.
I think everyone used to love her.
Still do. She's wonderful. She's bubbly. Vanessa Carlton. We've got... Oh. Rona Mitra?
I don't know who that is.
Well, there's a picture of her, and she's hot, I can assure you. Jessica Simpson. That's good. Remember when she was all the rage?
She's popped up on a couple of these lists. She was also on Wilmer's list, I think.
Cameron Diaz. You're right. He does have a good little list here. Minka Kelly.
She's been on a bunch of these lists, and she is a favorite of mine.
Jennifer Aniston, as you mentioned. Sheena Shea? I don't know. She's from Vanderpump Rules.
So she's probably plastic and hot.
Oh, Rashida Jones. Love her.
Nice.
Taylor Swift? Get out of here. Renee Zellweger? Boy, you're right. I think John Mayer belongs on the list.
He probably bumped somebody. I'm not sure who, but he probably bumped somebody.
He also has Katy Perry.
Oh, man.
And Kristen Cavallari. That, yeah, she is smoke show. She's dumber than a sack of hammers, but she is a smoke show. She's the one that married Jake Kettler.
Oh, yeah.
Had Jake Kettler's babies.
I watched more than a couple episodes of their show together.
Did you?
Yeah. Mostly because it was...
She's
funny to watch Jay be dismissive about life in general. I mean, all the supposed things about Jay Cutler's personality were basically on display in that show. So it was,
yeah,
kind of,
he was really uninteresting
and just kind of like aloof and whatever. And you know, it's not yeah, surprising things didn't work out there.
Yeah, that is not a guy you would want. Like, if you can think of like one guy you would not want on a reality show, it'd be that guy. He's just boring and wouldn't want it. So last but not least here, before we get to our friend John, the lengths people will go to for vanity. I saw this in the Wall Street Journal. And the latest trend in boutique fitness is literally electrifying. And what people are doing is... They're signing up for these trendy workouts that delivers electrical impulses to muscles to try to supercharge their exercise. So basically, they are electrifying themselves in order to get in shape. It's a new thing.
Okay.
They offer classes and training programs. The cost, they call it whole body EMS, and the cost of a session ranges from $130. For one to 95 each for a package of 50.
What I'm envisioning is, you remember that kind of hoaxy fitness thing back in like the 80s or 90s that you would just like strap electrodes to your gut and shock yourself and your abs would tense and you like,
yeah,
supposed to get ab muscles?
Yeah.
This sounds like that for,
yeah,
your whole body.
Well, yeah, didn't they have one too where it would just shake your,
yeah,
fat?
Yeah, like jiggle your fat.
Shake your fat away.
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
God. Yeah, they're saying client. So you change into a leotard-like suit designed to prevent electrodes from direct skin contact. Over that suit, they wear a specifically designed vest and arm and leg straps that have been sprayed with water to boost electrical conductivity. They're then hooked up to a machine and get into a shallow squat with a tennis ball in each hand. My God, it looks terrifying. They're saying electrical stimulation won't turn a sedentary person into an athlete. And doctors are warning.
Yeah, that's not usually how it works.
Yeah, stunner. But doctors are warning. The FDA approved a handful of whole-body electrical muscle stimulators for improving the performance of healthy muscles, but not for weight loss. It has received reports of shocks and burns associated with some devices.
It sounds terrible.
And of interference with pacemakers and defibrillators. Yeah, don't do this, guys.
Kids,
it's not worth it. Eat a burger. Live life, you know?
Yeah, all that.
Live life. All right, let's get John in here. He'll wrap it up next on The Fan.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Hey, we gave you a big long segment tonight. Let's not screw it up, okay?
Listen, if you want effort from,
yeah,
me,
I do.
A little notice would be nice. I can't just turn it on. I'm not just a machine. I need to prime the pump, Rob. I need to know, hey, I'm going to, because what happens is I put all this work in, all the blood, sweat, and tears, and then I get 14 seconds. And I'm just not willing to do that.
Yeah, I understand. Well, tonight you get a good solid 7 minutes. So
what? Where is my brother?
I don't know.
Where is my brother?
He's claiming he's at the knee doctor.
From 3 to 7, it's a full day appointment. I mean,
yeah, I wondered that myself, but I don't know.
Well, he said he got an X-ray or an MRI like 4 months ago, and it took him this long to get in just to see the doctor to evaluate it. So it felt like he had to take it.
Well, what's true, and that may be true, I don't know, but what is true is that at any given moment, my brother has 11 different injuries circulating throughout his body, and it's like a Ferris wheel, and every once in a while, one comes around to the top, and you got to deal with it. And maybe that's this knee. Like, I don't know of any specific knee injury, but usually I'll see my brother once in a while, and something will be hurt, and that's how I find out about it. But there's always something in the hopper, so maybe that's what's going on. I don't know.
Well, he doesn't do himself any favors because he does jiu-jitsu. You know, like he. He's his own worst enemy.
He fights people daily for fun.
Yeah.
It's like, my brother is actively fighting Father Time.
Yeah.
And I think it scares him to death to admit he's getting old. So, and more power to him. Look, he's doing his thing. He's in good shape. He fights people. He's a ninja. Whatever he's doing. You know, but yes, every once in a while he blows out a pec or a shoulder or a tricep or something, and That's just what he does.
So. Are you like that? Like I my wife is like that. She will do everything she can to fend off Father Time. And I don't really understand that. I'm not like
no.
that. It's something that I can't control. It's like, why would you even worry about that when there's absolutely nothing you can do? I mean, I guess his retort would be like, of course there are things you can do. And I'm not saying that, you know, people want to be healthy. That's different.
Right.
But just the idea of like trying to not grow old, like nice try, dude. It's not going to work.
Right, exactly. And you're going to lose. But and you're right, my brother. Like if my brother was here for this argument, he'd say to me, "Yeah, well, why don't you lose some weight there, Tubby?" And he's right. I'm too heavy. I need to lose some weight. I get it. But I don't fear getting old. Bring it on. Like I turned 50 this year, and I fully am ready for it. Let's go. I'm in.
Yeah, I like getting old. I feel great.
Yes, I feel good. I'm comfortable with what I got going on.
Yeah.
I'm super happy. That's right. With my job. I'm happy with the family. The Mariners made the playoffs, for crying out loud. I'm even happy with them right now. My number one source of angst has been removed temporarily. So what do I got to complain about? I don't need to be a ninja.
Man,
I don't need to go fight people.
What a charmed life when your number one source of angst in life is the Mariners.
Yes.
Well done, John.
Yes. I would say, and knock on wood, because, you know, tomorrow I'll get hit by a car or something, but yes, it would be accurate to say that I'm fairly content, and my, probably on any given day, my number one source of angst is the Seattle Mariners, which is silly that I let it get to that point, but it's also, you're right, I'm blessed to have that be my number one source of angst, so I'll take it.
Now, can I tell my wife that I'm worried to death that, you know, eventually she's going to be all plastic and, you know, like, and I'm going to be like, oh, you know, like, that's kind of terrifying. The way she talks.
You got to be careful with that kind of stuff. Cause I mean, you've seen them, right? The celebrities and the people that just are, it's not good. Like, it's just.
And she claims, she's like, oh, you know, just a, you know, maybe a little of this, maybe a little of that. Like, yeah, that's how it starts, babe. You've seen some of these people. They look like aliens.
It's not good. You know the who is the lady? What's her name? She was a golf reporter now, and now she's dating Oscar De La Hoya. Smoke show. What's her?
Holly Saunders.
Holly Saunders. Have you seen Holly Saunders lately?
No. Googling.
Like she. Yeah. Look up her Instagram account. She's a professional hot. She's dating Oscar De La Hoya, but she has done so much. Like she's very pretty, but she has done so much work. That, like, if you look at her face, it's just punky looking, you know?
Jeez, she doesn't even look like her anymore.
No,
those
not at all. And
do,
everybody,
though.
when she was on the Golf Channel, that's all you, smoke show, Holly Saunders. And she was beautiful. And it's a thing. And
now
if you
she's
follow
like
her
a,
on.
She looks like a different type of beautiful, you know?
Yes, she's really weird look. I mean, you know, she's had a bunch of work, and I mean, body whatever, but her face is just And you know that's now, like, what's she going to look like in 20 years? It's going to just be,
wow.
It's not, just age naturally, right. Like the great Isaac Roth. And
that's
then
right.
No problem.
Boy, I tell you, her up tops are top notch, epic,
yeah,
epic.
Yes,
but yeah, she looks totally different. I didn't know she was with De La Hoya. You know, one of the weirdest things ever that I still can't. So we were talking about this the other day. I don't know if you know who Jeannie Buss is engaged to. Do you know?
Yeah, because I follow the Lakers. I grew up a Laker fan, so I follow some Laker accounts on social media. She's with the comedian guy, the weird comedian guy.
Jay Moore.
Yes, Jay Moore, which is super strange.
Dude.
By the way, that's a great get for Jay Moore, the billionaire owner of the Lakers. Well done.
Yeah, but that is just one of the weirdest pairings of all time. I still can't wrap my head around it, but Holly Saunders had one too. I want to say, and I'm going to double check this, she ended up dating or maybe even marrying Eric Cassilius, who was a goober ESPN TV radio.
That's 100%
host.
Right. Yes, she
right?
did.
He got Holly Saunders.
She was also with, I'm pretty sure she was with Cliff Kingsbury, the former coach of the Cardinals.
I think she left Cassilius for Kingsbury. I think you're right about that.
Well, that yeah. makes sense. Like, Holly Saunders and Cliff Kingsbury seem perfect for one another. But
right.
That Cassilius guy, like, dude, maybe sports radio guys, maybe we got a little bit more in the tank than we thought. Jay Moore's landing Jeannie Buss. Eric Cassilius is marrying Holly Saunders. Let's go.
Now, if you dive into the Holly Saunders Google Vortex, you will come to find that, because I follow her on Instagram for some reason, probably because she's a smoke show. But she's with De La Hoya now, and she went full on De La Hoya tattoo on her back, like his whole, like his face, like a portrait.
Oh, no.
Of De La Hoya, like his face, like a full on.
Oh yeah,
like that's a bold play right there. Like,
and it says, what if "Golden
you,
Boy."
What if you, yeah? What if you came home and Nurse Nice was like, "Hey, look what I did for you, baby. I love you so much. I have your face on my shoulder."
Well, now we're in Dan Lanning territory.
Yeah. I don't.
Yeah, I'm not okay with it.
Yeah, that's not good, is it?
No.
Like, that's.
No, it doesn't look. And she doesn't have any other tats, it doesn't look like. That's like her only one, so it sticks.
Is he getting a portrait of her?
I don't know. I ooh. There are nudes of her, by the way.
And this may be controversial, but I would never know that. that's got to be De La Hoya's idea, doesn't it? Like, that's not. Is it her idea to tattoo his face on it, or did De La Hoya plant that seed? I kind of feel like, I don't know why I feel that way. I just kind of feel like De La Hoya planted that
seed. Well, it's a super young De La Hoya. So
yeah, it's like him as a kid.
Yeah. That's even weirder. Yeah.
Right? It's goofy. It's goofy. Not a fan of that, but.
Wow,
and it's working for them, I guess.
Well, listen to the caption on the Instagram post. She said, "Dear Oscar, you have everything in life. There is nothing I can give you that you haven't received already, except for this." The tattoo signifies you became the Golden Boy.
Well, I thought we were going to get some X-rated content there.
Yeah. Okay, well, maybe it wasn't his idea.
What's Holly Saunders doing now? Do we know?
She's a professional hot.
Yeah, she's just gone straight to the Instagram OnlyFans type of thing?
Yes.
She's not a host. She plays golf, I know that.
I think now she
hosts some boxing and MMA stuff, maybe?
Oh, does she?
Yeah. I think you can subscribe and get some exclusive content of the De La Hoya tattoo. So I'm pretty sure that's what she does. Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, if you showed me a picture of her now, I don't think I would say that's Holly Saunders.
Right?
It's weird. So much different.
Yes. Mm. Exactly. So,
my girl.
Yeah, I don't know. You got to be careful with that stuff for sure. Next thing you know, you're Kenny Rogers.
I know.
Not good.
I'm warning my wife, but I can't really say that. You know, you got to be careful. The women don't want to hear that. Like, you should support
perilous.
Me.
Well, yeah. It's perilous times right there.
All right. Well, you have anything else to add tonight?
I was hearing you, the lovely Nurse Nice birthday coming up, and you were talking about your reservation at the restaurant.
Yeah. tomorrow.
And my food takes are roundly rejected on this show. I know that. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure this is going to join one of them. There is not a place on the planet I would make a reservation for 2 months out to get into. I just, not when you said that, like, I appreciate that you did it for your wife and it's a fancy restaurant. Like, there is no, zero chance I would put a reservation in 2 months for any. So.
Yeah, you'd just take her right on over to Red Robin.
But we do, real quick, have to find out how John builds the perfect hot dog, because we discussed that.
Oh,
today.
Yeah. Yeah, go.
Like, what do you need to know? My perfect hot
dog?
Like,
if you're building a hot dog from scratch, what are you putting on it?
Yeah.
Bun, hot dog, ketchup, mustard, chili, sour cream, Fritos chips.
Oh, my God. You had that holstered.
Dang.
Boom. That's impressive.
Boom.
Terrible hot dog, but impressive.
Are you fork and knife in that bad boy?
Try it. Yes, try it. It's amazing. It's the sour cream. The sour cream and mixes with the ketchup and the mustard. I don't know what it does in there, but it's magic.
Wow. All right. Well, you have a wonderful weekend.
You guys too. Love you.
All right. Love you too. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. The guy wouldn't make a reservation for 2 months out. That's like, I mean, I don't know. That's on brand for John. He doesn't get it. But that's okay. Not everyone does, like you and I do, Buck.
Well, I hope that you have a wonderful
con
experience, and I hope Nurse Nice does as well.
Yeah, thank you. Happy birthday to the great Nurse Nice.
Yeah,
she's
happy
something
birthday.
Else. All right, everybody have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy those games. Don't get caught in the snow. It's supposed to be cold. Bundle up. Do all those things. And then we'll be back Monday with Sook, 3 to 7 on The Fan.
Could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.